Maryland gaming market continues slump in July. The Maryland Lottery and Gaming has published its July financial report, revealing a decline in the state's gaming market for the second consecutive month. The six casinos in the Old Line State collected $169.8 million in gaming revenue from slots and table games in the month, a 2.6% drop from July 2023. Their contributions to the state amounted to $72.2 million, a decline of 1.4% from the previous year. Maryland allocates revenue from its gaming tax to several key programs, including the Education Trust Fund, its horse racing industry, local communities, and small, minority and women-owned businesses. The Education Trust Fund, which usually receives the largest share, received $52 million in July 2024, a decrease of 1.4% year-over-year. Breaking down the performance by individual casinos, MGM National Harbor in Prince George's County had the highest revenue in the market in June, at $72 million. However, this total marked a decline of 0.2%. Live Casino and Hotel in Anne Arundel County, in second place, saw a comparable year-over-year decrease to $62.6 million in revenue. Horseshoe Casino Baltimore achieved third spot with $13.3 million in revenue. However, it saw the largest year-over-year decline at 16.9%. Ocean Downs Casino's revenue totaled $9.6 million in the month, a decrease of $460,000 from last July. Hollywood Casino saw a 2.8% decrease to $7.3 million in the month. The last casino on the list, Rocky Gap Casino, suffered a 13.4% year-on-year decline, plunging its revenue to $5 million. June's revenue down 0.5%. Maryland's July 2024 gaming industry results align with the trend observed in June. In the month, the state's casinos generated $162.9 million in revenue, down 0.5% year-on-year. Of the six casinos in the state, only two recorded a year-on-year increase during June, including Live Casino and Hotel with 4.2% to $60.4 million and Hollywood Casino with 8.2% to $7.5 million.